You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. My guest tonight, Pigpen Theater Company. Take it away, guys.
Like two drunk crows who done drank too much wine and done danced for far too long.
We raise our glass as we drank down fast, as we waltzed to our favorite song,
as we cried, why can't it always be night? As we cried, why can it always be night?
She done looked down her dress, met us two red-faced crows in a tree. She raised her hand, she swooped down fast, and she sure done shot our bees.
And she cried, why won't you give me some peace? And she cried, why won't you give me some peace?
Tucson.
If I was a sailor, well, I'd sail on forever for the sake of my daughter. I'd weather any weather, and I'd sleep on that horizon, and I'd bargain with the wind's blow. Please, more than a whisper, and I'd argue with waters. They're bitter 'cause we bicker, and I'd sleep on that horizon. And if I was a tree stump,
I'd hope to be a whole one, from the sea to the highest leap, so I could see o'er that horizon.
Still, they grab ropes that grace, God, we begin to wait away until it fades away instead. We grab ropes that pull up shiny things from the mud we were born to. Bad things happen.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Pigpen Theater Company. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
All right. So we'll start off with introductions. We've got a lot of folks in the room, so we'll let everybody introduce themselves. Let us know what you're playing tonight. We'll start over to my left.
Sure. My name's Ryan. I am currently playing the guitar and singing, and that's my story.
I'm
He's
Ryan.
The main
oh,
guy.
Shoot, I'm not Ryan. sorry, I got really confused. I'm Alex, and I'm playing the banjo right now.
I'm Dan, and I'm playing the keyboard and the accordion sometimes.
I'm Ben. I'm playing electric guitar and a little bit of banjo.
I'm Matt, and I'm playing the electric guitar and singing like a lady.
There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that.
I'm Curtis, and I'm on the bass.
And I'm Aria, and I'm on the drums.
All right, so, you know, usually we have local bands on Locals Only, as you might expect.
We're so sorry.
We're stretching the definition a little. You guys are all, I hope that you went to the DMV today, got your Arizona driver's licenses.
It was a part of our day off.
And they expire never now, so.
That's Arizona driver's licenses. They
50
were all,
years is the rule.
Ari, do you still have yours?
I do, and I still have my 16-year-old picture on there.
That's beautiful.
Hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah, for all those listening, I look 16.
Yeah. So tell me, we are stretching the definition, but there's actually sort of a tie here. So Aria, why don't you sort of tell the story first of kind of how this is at least tangentially a Tucson band, and then we'll have everybody kind of tell the story of who this group is and how you came together.
Well, tangentially, it is 1/7 a Tucson band. I mean, through and through. Tucson, 1/7 of this band. I was raised here in Tucson, Arizona. I wish I could say I was born here. I moved here 3 months late to make the born deadline. But I was raised here, and I went to school with you, Matt, actually, funny enough. And we've both gone on to great things, which is really wonderful for St. Gregory. I'm a Tucsonan. I'm a local Tucsonan, and the guys will start chiming in about how we all met. But I will say that the guys have all been here. They all know what Beyond Bread is, what EG's is. We've hiked Sabino Canyon. Today we went to the Roadhouse Cinema. We've squeezed a lot of Tucson into this group, and for the 6 days that we've all been here.
There you go.
On and off.
We've been officially squeezed.
full of Tucson.
Well, Tucson has been squeezed into us.
Yeah,
are we Tucsonians? Are we Tucsonites? What are we?
You said Tucsonans?
We're
Tucsonan.
Tucsonan.
Yeah.
Tucsonan. Okay.
No, yes. Not Tucsonian. Tucsonan.
Yep. Tucsonan. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know.
Yeah. I know.
Just in time to be Tucsonan.
So I like it. It's no nonsense.
Yeah. So who are you guys? Who is this group? Tell me the story, because you have, you know, again, not only are we stretching the definition of local, stretching the definition of band. We're really...
Most of us are only barely human.
We're a theater company, which means we write plays and we perform them, and our music that we play as a band kind of came out of us performing these plays. And we all met at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh for acting. We were all in the acting program, and we started writing shows together, and we moved to New York together. And
someone was like, hey, your play is great, but where can I get that music? And up until that point, none of us really thought seriously about ever recording down any of our music. That wasn't a thought. I mean, this was right when we graduated college.
Right.
And so we were like, well, let's give that a try. So we all came together. We're lucky enough to meet a guy out in New York who is, you know, well-versed in the music industry, and was like, you guys... Just as an extra boost of like confidence, being like, you guys should actually give this a go, kind of gave us some guidance. And and so we took all of that music from our plays and made our first album titled Bremen.
But the album that we are promoting on this tour is our first endeavor where all of the music is not from a play. Mm-hmm. So we did a couple tours last year as a band. We did our first national tour, and it's our second national tour, and we're promoting our album Whole Sun, which comes out on July 7th, and we're pretty proud of it.
So how did you approach writing the songs on this album, given that obviously it's a different animal than adapting songs that you wrote for a play for another context like that. So what was the approach as you set out to write this album?
Well, the helpful thing about our songs and the shows is that they can live by themselves anyways.
Sure.
So we were already writing songs that were standalone songs. So it wasn't too huge of a jump. We just knew that the tie-in just wasn't there. We didn't have to put them in a show. We were okay with it just being a musical endeavor. So there wasn't too much of a difference, except for, honestly, all of us just being better musicians. So being able to flex our...
And this was first time that we, I think, decided early on to write songs specifically for the purpose of recording and performing in concert rather than, to accomplish something in a scene. So it was a bit different in that way.
There's less restrictions with instrumentation. I think that's a really big one.
That is a big, yeah.
That's a big one because, you know, the one thing about our plays is, for those of us, the people that are familiar, they're very regional. They're kind of, we write folklore. Mm-hmm. Each of our plays lives in a very specific world. We were working with a lot of Irish storytelling for a while for one of our plays, The Old Man and the Old Moon. So that comes with a certain sound. But I think the great thing about this was that we just knew we were making an album. Anyone can play whatever they want to play. Mm-hmm. Therefore, there's a lot more electrified instruments.
And also, we don't have to keep hands free for puppets, so you know,
so all of us,
we can play that extra guitar instead of operating the bunny that's hopping across the field. There was a visual component to that.
Radio listeners are not getting the full show right now.
Yeah, well, I was grateful that you brought all the puppet theater with you tonight. Yeah. We actually
into
have
this,
shadow puppetry going on in Studio 2A right now.
And the dancers are, by the way, the dancers are all fantastic.
Yeah.
And Tucson
locals. We're workshopping our adaptation of Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar, and So just picture the theatrical version of that. That's what's in the studio with us right now.
There you go.
July 7th is when the new album comes out. Once it's out, what's the best way for people to keep track of everything that's going on, to order the album, do all that stuff?
I would say a really good place is our website, pickbenttheater.com, and our Facebook. I mean, we're super social. Wow, I can't believe
Don't go to anyone else's website and try to find our album.
That would be
go to our website, pickbenttheater.com. That's the place.
I think we're at a place now that if you Google Pigpen Band, it's like Grateful Dead and then us.
Wow.
So we're
really
getting
Google.
We're beating Charlie.
Great idea to name the band.
Yeah, after
a beloved musician.
Yeah, not even on it on purpose.
Just, not true. We didn't actually name the band after Ron Pigpen McKenna. We
would never do that.
We are wholly our own band.
But yeah.
So why don't we get into another set here?
Sure.
And you're listening to Pigpen Theater Company here on Locals Only. They're stopping through town on their national tour. The new album comes out July 7th. We'll hear another set here, and then we'll chat in a few
make
minutes.
Sure make sure the dancers are ready. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are the dancers?
One, his name's Ben. He plays the guitar. He's across from me.
Yeah, Ben is a really good dancer. Ready?
What?
Tied up like a noose, we will walk here on the edge of a canyon, me and my darling. Who should stand and stare and whistle? Hear the cannon, the wind of a pistol. Should they make us fall again? No, southern, western, I don't care. Oh, no, we won't. Mm-hmm. We won't.
Song was called We Won't,
and that's from the new album.
Mm-hmm.
quick tune-up because it's 100 and...
Yeah, I think if I were if I had chosen the banjo when I lived in Tucson, I think I would have given up the banjo immediately because it melts.
Yeah.
Mine's made of chocolate, so that's probably why.
Yeah, Ryan does play a chocolate banjo. Crucial visual component. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh my Mayfly, a trip down south. Wicked winter wandered out. One shot, two shots, the cold dense air. If you are, then I'm not. Sit and stare. This was just a path we're taking home. Just a path worth taking on. Bar. An old time remedy for all. You felt so sick to boil it up and drink it down. All to say it's not unknown.
Song. Oh.
Now we are. Should I meet?
I think we're going to talk
more. Oh, you want to talk more?
Yeah, let's talk.
I'd love to talk more. All right, so 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2 with Pigpen Theater Company. Thanks again for coming down tonight, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So you're in the midst of this second national tour in anticipation of the new album coming out. But I wonder, you know, given that this is a group of guys who has been, I mean, you've been collaborating together for a long time now in a lot of different mediums as well. When you go out on the road, how is that different than when you're, you know, in Chicago doing a run of, you know, 30 or 40 shows? Or what's different about this experience as a creative enterprise?
We smell better.
Wait, when you
now?
Or? Yeah, no, in the van. I mean, it is beautiful. It's just potpourri. Oh. No, it's
yeah. Probably just being able to see more. I mean, I guess it's actually pretty similar to running a theater show in a city, just because the audiences, the turnaround of audience is so frequent. So it's that's
a great thing that's similar about them, I guess.
There's more that's out of our hands for sure, because mm-hmm. you know, every place we play has a totally different
sound setup,
system,
yeah, sure.
a totally different space. So it's kind of like learning how to play as like 20 different versions of the band, because yeah. you know, you show up somewhere and tonight we're a rock band, and you know, the
last night we were a folk band,
right? Yeah, so yeah. Which is awesome, actually.
Actually, yeah, just right now as we were playing this set here, I just realized how nice it is to have headphones and be able to hear everything so clearly, because it's, you know, you get very used to one kind of performance.
Yeah, this sure. is actually how we rehearsed.
We do, yeah. This is how we rehearse
with the headphone monitors, and
so it feels just like a rehearsal, which yeah. is great.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that you probably want to focus on what's immediately next in terms of the new album that's coming out, but. For folks such as yourselves who always have many different pots on the fire as well, what are you heading back to when you get back to the city? Do you have more theater in the works right now?
Yeah, we have a couple new plays that we're actually working on right now, the most immediate of which is one of the first sort of stories we ever came up with as a group. It's kind of a Pacific Northwest-y kind of ghost story called The Hunter and the Bear. And so that's sort of the most immediate thing we're going back to. But we have a couple, like you said, sort of irons in the fire. Mm-hmm. It's just about keeping busy.
The Hunter and the Bear, we're all excited about because it's our next original story. So mm-hmm. it's, in that way, it's a follow-up to like The Old Man and the Old Moon, which is the show we've been doing. But we're all really thrilled to start adapting some works in the future that we're all in talks for right now. Nothing's super finalized yet, but we definitely have a strong idea of what we're going to be working on. And that's,
well, I already did mention Avatar.
Right. Yeah. Dan kind of just blew it there. So we're going to hear from the lawyers tomorrow.
Sorry, James.
Yeah. Sorry, James. Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm sorry.
All right.
But well, yeah.
Very cool. So everyone can follow your latest exploits, both as a band and as a theater company, on the website. Give us that one more time.
Pigpen Theater with an RE.com.
Because you're fancy.
Because we fancy.
Because we went to theater school.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, thanks for coming down. We've got, we've got about 12 minutes left. We're going to go by sort of Price is Right rules. So as close as you can without going over. We've got a clock up there right behind the giant whale puppet that you brought in. So you can yeah. follow along
we
up
can
there.
Just say,
I think
just
I see it.
Somebody strike
it.
That
yeah.
whale.
Somebody,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah. And stay tuned in to KXCI at 10 o'clock. We've got the Hub. With Bob Girth.
Matt, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Truly. This is awesome.
This is a song called Shailene that isn't anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just for you, Tucson. Hey?
Yeah.
Now I'm ready.
Shailene, oh, the world it rolled and rolled, rolled you away, all the way to where all you could do was sing, you sing or pray, and you sang, this world go wrong under the wire. Oh, I never thanked him, never thanked my pa, but he always knew right as I sang, shine, come back, come back, come on back, come on back, shine, come on back, come on back, come on back, come on back. Walk by day and night the same. I know I told myself the same old thing. Oh, I said go, but use those roads you know. like the crow, the way the crow goes. But so I never got lost, oh, I walked those roads, following the voice I know as she sang. I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. Guess after all that mess, a woman in black I address. Well, I've come to see my girl. We're gonna wander the world. Ain't nothing you could say to turn me away. Too late, kid. What you mean I'm late, kid? You're too late, kid. What you mean I'm late, kid? You're too late, kid. What you mean I'm late, kid? She fell in love and ran away, kid. Fell in love and ran away, kid. She fell in love and ran away, kid. Fell in love and ran away, kid. She fell in love and ran away. Fell in love and ran away. She sang too good.
All right, one more for you.
I am the weather vane. I never said anything strange, but those in storms who've lost their way seem to give me all their blame. Oh well, like the gallows or the weapon. Or the red nose, or the rose with the thorn. How I lost those days. So I started pointing my own way. Not the way the wind came. I've brought a spring without rain, but unlike blame, received no praise. Oh well, like the teacher, the good mother, or the writer. Bow for the bird. How I made those days. if you dare to know what's to come. I'll give you what's given me of news from afar and in between clouds that hear the unheard storms with face, arms and words. It's enough to make you say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I oh my God.
You've been listening to Pigpen Theater Company live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
So the new album, Whole Sun, July 7th. You can get it at pigpentheater.com.
And you can pre-order it now.
Oh, yeah. On
cool.
Bandcamp. It'll be on iTunes, Spotify, the whole deal once it's out.
Excellent. All right. So good luck on the road, guys. Safe travels. We will look forward to seeing that Avatar adventure that was promised to us right here. We'll hold you to it.
You heard it. You're here first.
Yeah. We're going to hold James Cameron to it.
Yeah. You two is writing the music for it.
You're just providing the puppets?
Yeah. We'll see.
And the dancers.
And the dancers. All right. So that'll wrap it up for this week's Locals Only. We'll see you next week from 8 to 10 here on Monday night. Keep it tuned in to KXCI for the rest of the night. The Hub is up next with Bob Girth. Have a great night, everybody.